You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
On this Friday, lost in the anti-Fox media hysteria was a measured statement about the homeless situation put out by former President Donald Trump. Essentially, Mr. Trump believes that unsheltered folks have no right to intrude on other Americans by camping in the streets, sidewalks, and parks. He goes on to say that local authorities should remove the tent cities, but offer mental help in the process. Trump also says many of the homeless are substance abusers who do not want treatment. Donald Trump is correct in his assessment, but he might add one other measure which would stop the terrible homeless situation cold. Every American city and town should pass an ordinance that forbids camping in public areas. If the local municipalities refuse, they would not receive federal funding. Simple, effective. Then, if homeless people disobey the camping law, they would be arrested and detained for mental evaluation. That would be the worst thing that could happen to addicts, as they would be cut off from their supply of narcotics and alcohol while in detention. Faced with that reality, squalid camps would rapidly disappear. So there is the solution to the vexing homeless intrusion. And I have to give some credit to Donald Trump. At least he's thinking about the social problems we have in this country. Is President Biden doing that? Not that I can detect. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.